USA Radio News with Val Dior.
President Trump out of the hospital and back in the White House after a three-day stay at Walter Reed.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
According to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly, President Trump may not be out of the woods yet, but he'll be monitored by a medical team 24/7 until he's considered in the clear. Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump tweeting earlier that she's feeling good and resting at home as well. Two police officers in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, shot Monday. A five-year veteran did not survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know why it's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get two MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The list continues to grow of those close to the president that were infected with COVID. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany revealed she's tested positive and started the quarantine process immediately. Also keeping a close eye on legendary Florida State coach Bobby Bowden. In the danger zone simply because of his age, the 90-year-old confirmed the COVID diagnosis on Monday to the Tallahassee Democrat. He told the paper that he feels fine and is not showing any symptoms of the virus. The Commission on Presidential Debates has approved plans for plexiglass to be used in Wednesday's vice presidential debate amid mounting concerns about coronavirus transmission. Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris will be separated by plexiglass. As the White House continues to be gripped by a coronavirus outbreak, the commission, along with medical consultants at the Cleveland Clinic, made the decision Monday after studying the airborne nature of the virus and as the number of positive cases in the White House continues to grow. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Antivirus software creator John McAfee has been arrested in Spain and charged with tax evasion for allegedly hiding cryptocurrency, a yacht, real estate, and failing to file tax returns from 2014 to 2018. Federal prosecutors unsealed the indictment against the creator of the popular antivirus software over charges that he willfully failed to file tax returns. Charges were announced shortly after the SEC claimed that he made $23.1 million in undisclosed compensation from recommending seven cryptocurrency offerings. As the president returned to the White House after a three-day stay at Walter Reed, Congress continues to discuss a new coronavirus relief bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to work on a coronavirus relief bill. Both sides are still at least a half a trillion dollars apart on the financial side of things. When it comes to who's to blame, Democrats blame Republicans, and of course, Republicans are blaming Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi had it entirely within her power to have this done on Friday before Congress left town. So it is entirely possible, but it is up to the speaker. She's the one who's been the obstacle.
Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas. That audio courtesy of Fox News.
And Republican Senator Pat Toomey confirming that he will not seek re-election in 2020, nor will he run for governor of Pennsylvania. You're listening to USA Radio News.